Reception Connection is open for breakfast, grab-and-go lunch boxes, and always amazing desserts. For the love of sweets, Confection Connection on Red Banks Road, offering free Wi-Fi.
Are you tired of the same old run-of-the-mill apartment lifestyle and ready for a fresh and exciting place to call home? Well, here's some good news. Construction is well underway on the Heritage at Arlington Apartment Homes, and the Greenville Medical District's newest units will be move-in ready by the winter. The Heritage is a community you'll have to see to believe. Each apartment home will feature upgrades you just don't find in everyday apartments. Things like granite countertops, sleek appliances, walk-in closets, and even plank floors. But the upgrades don't stop there. What really sets the Heritage apart is the amenities and location. You'll have unrestricted access to a state-of-the-art clubhouse featuring a fitness center, theater room, game rooms, tanning beds, a beautiful swimming pool, and children's playroom. The list goes on and on. And the location? The location is unbeatable. Just a two-minute walk from the ECU Medical Campus and Vidant Medical Center. The Heritage is perfect for medical students and professionals alike. It's no wonder they call it Greenville's smartest apartment community. Pre-leases are available now, and units start at just $785 per month. With all of these features, units are sure to go fast. Visit theheritagenc.com today and join Greenville's smartest apartment community.
Parents, if you want to make sure this is the best school year yet, you should enroll your child now at Sylvan. Sylvan is a proven program. Sylvan guarantees progress with your child and can take the pressure off you. Here's Leslie, who has a child at Sylvan.
My son had problems with reading comprehension. We wanted to focus on helping with his math skills as well, is scoring A's and B's when he was doing C's and D's. And Sylvan has absolutely been the thing that has helped him progress to the level he needs to be in school.
Sounds like Sylvan has been the answer for your son, Leslie. Would you recommend Sylvan?
I would definitely recommend Sylvan to other people. His grades have been wonderful. And when he was scoring 50s and 60s on reading comprehension, he's now in 85, 95, and sometimes 100. So it's been a remarkable thing for him.
Sylvan has locations in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or call 1-800-EDUCATE.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here is your host, Henry Hinton.
Good morning. It is Talk of the Town on WTIB 103.7 FM and, of course, on Cable 7, but Henry Hinton is not here. This will be the final morning that you have to tolerate this nonsense. I am Doug Raymond, sitting in Henry's chair, but as we've been saying, could never fill Henry's shoes. Trent McGee next to us, and Trent, let me start off the program by thanking you for helping me stay on the tracks here the last 3 days.
You've been the
steadying force that has kept this ship from hitting many icebergs.
You didn't need the help. You're an Oprah. You know what you're doing.
I don't appreciate the old reference.
I didn't mean like old in age, years of, I just mean you've done this before. You know what you're doing.
Although the sad part, I'm not going to say too much about me being old. I was back there in the control room trying to get in touch a little bit this morning, and I look over there and I said, is that an 8-track? I know what a cart machine looks like, and occasionally in an old radio station you'll see a cart machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I said, is that an 8-track? And they said, oh, yeah, we use it as a level. I thought, Henry, listen, I know you're listening where you're at right now on the internet. It's time you dip into the money back, maybe update the equipment when you're using an 8-track back there.
Yeah, we don't really have anything that's within the 1995 to 2013 era that we're using to operate the show. Well, or the station itself.
But the interesting part is I ran out to my car and got my Cheap Trick 8-track out, and we were playing a little bit before the show. So it ended up working out pretty good. April doesn't even know who Cheap Trick is. She thinks the fact she got this assignment this morning is a cheap trick, isn't that right?
Who are you anyway? Doug, it's a pleasure. And I actually know what an 8-track is. And I actually, my dad had a car that we used to love to listen to Elvis 8-tracks in, an old T-Bird.
Oh, wow.
From back in the big
day.
Version.
What about, you know who Cheap Trick is?
I do, but I couldn't name a song unless it's like, I thought I had one in my head. But I have heard of the band, yes.
I Want You to Want Me.
They play county fairs nationwide, don't they?
Or some, that's not funny.
Or some some version of Cheap Trick. But it's one of those bands that pops up every
They toured with Aerosmith this year. You've heard of Aerosmith,
did
right?
Did they really?
Yes. The greatest thing from Rockford, Illinois.
Ever. That's right.
Ever.
That's right.
Yes. Name a song. See, I can never.
I Want You to Want Me.
Okay.
I want.
See, that's not a song. That was a you know proposition. That song. But, and you said, okay.
It was a Cheap Trick song?
Yes, yes.
You sung that song many karaoke nights.
I Want You to Want Me. The Dream Police. A few years ago, we're coming up on Super Bowl weekend. You remember a few years ago, they did the Dream Police parody for the, what was it? Wasn't it a Volkswagen commercial? The Green,
oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
Green
yeah.
Police.
That's right, yeah.
And probably most recent, maybe a high school romance of yours or something. The Flame. You remember the song The Flame was kind of a romantic rock ballad that I'm sure somebody dedicated you at some point, April?
No.
You never heard The Flame? Okay.
We could get Mike in this conversation. You guys could talk for hours.
Mike
he's
is
a music expert.
I know he is, but if Henry was here, we'd break into song. But that was the first rule
thank
I
instituted
when I sat in, that there will be no more singing here. We've changed that very quickly. As I said, I am Doug Raymond sitting in for Mr. Hinton, and we hope Henry will be back tomorrow, and you can get back to your normalcy. Phone lines are open at 561-8255, 561-8255. Got a lot in the news today, but we're going to talk a little sports early here because, let me tell you, now, McGee, I know you're a Carolina fan, and I'm not one of those anybody but Carolina people, but I do, you know, I kind of do get aggravated sometimes with the arrogance of certain Carolina fans, and one of the things is their people never do wrong, so I'm not going to be hypocritical. You and Henry have been messing with me. I'm from South Florida, grew up a Miami fan, still a member of the Hurricane Club and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we've been crowing a little bit about Miami's good fortune in basketball the last few weeks here. But I've got to not be a hypocrite and talk about one of our most famous football alums in the news this morning, Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Apparently Jesus' best friend, you know, the only one that when during a football game, Jesus listens to his prayers and nobody else's. If you
it's
listen,
a high,
to,
it's a higher power.
That's
Doug.
Right.
It's
if
a
you higher power. To Ray, but apparently Ray made that amazing comeback. You know, he had a torn tricep out for the season, his final year. So you know, a Hall of Fame career, first ballot Hall of Famer. His career ended so unceremoniously, but he comes back amazingly and. Comes back early, and then I don't know if you know this. He's played every down of every game since he's come back. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible with the injury that he had. But now Sports Illustrated getting ready to do an article saying that they have reports he may have had some help with that comeback in the form of – now, probably for you folks watching on Cable 7, you can see the physique here that you're probably guessing I'm a workout nut. You know, and I have tried every – do you find that funny, April?
Trent laughed way before I did.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of working out, Trent's been, you know, he's an expert in that area.
Okay.
I look at him. But he used to be, you know, super duper buff.
Have you used to be?
You remember?
Yeah, back in the day.
Have you ever used...
I've seen the pictures.
Have you ever used deer antler spray, Trent? That's
the... No. No. When I saw the report last night, I had no idea what deer antler spray was or what it was used for.
Well, apparently there's something in deer antlers that's similar to like an HGH type of thing, human growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And this company that claims they sold Ray Lewis all this stuff, they actually have – they found the most potent deer antlers are from New Zealand.
Ah.
And they give you this stuff. And the funniest part – I hate to criticize guy from the U, but and seriously, Miami is a top 50 academic institution in the nation, but that doesn't always carry over to the football team, and especially those that went there in the 80s. But this guy claims to have recordings of him and Lewis on the phone, and Lewis calls him and says, listen, man, I've had this injury, and I got to get back. You know, this is my final year. I got to get back. And he said, yeah. So he sent him this stuff, and then he was checking in on him, and Lewis admitted that he hadn't been using it as often as he could. And the guy said, do it. Take it right now. So he had the deer antler spray, and Ray says, you know, I spray it on my elbow, right, because that's where the injury was. And the guy says, no, it's under your tongue. You know, so maybe that's why he probably could have been back even quicker if he'd actually been ingesting it like he's not just, you know, using it as a
tablet. And it's literally a spray.
Yes.
It's a spray. Just like.
Well, they have pills, too, but supposedly you take these pills, and then you have a spray that you spray on your tongue like every 2 hours. And it's supposed to be ingested quicker like that. And then I think the pills are a little bit more of a time release. But, you know, Ray was spraying it directly on the wound, I guess. So.
And it contains the IGF-1 substance, which is a banned performance enhancer connected to HGH, which is why the NFL, or why this could end up being a much bigger story than it already is.
And I did see, of course... And I'm not making, because like I said, if you say, Doug, got to tell what your gut feeling is, did he do it? I'd say, yeah, he did it. And probably, here's a guy that, as I said, he had nothing to lose. What are the chances of him being drug tested, you know, in the last four games of the year? He's going to do whatever he can to get back. I'm not making light of that. But you can just see the thought process as opposed to a guy in the middle of his career and he doesn't want to taint his, you know, sterling reputation that Ray Lewis has. But... By the same token, I just think it's fascinating. Apparently, this interview occurred a long time ago, and Sports Illustrated is going to write this article, and they released the excerpts on the article right before Media Day of Super Bowl week. I mean, wow. But
yeah.
Whenever you see any kind of athlete that's in this position, and they ask him, and they go, I'm not even going to dignify that question with an answer. I'm not going to give this guy his, you know, 15 minutes of fame. So I'm not even going to answer that question. That immediately means you did it. I
mean, 9 times out of 10, yeah. You know, and he also had to fend off the questions about the double murder that took place back in 2001, 2002. Now with this, so he had a lot to deal with. He probably knew it was coming in Media Day.
Well, I'm just telling you, if somebody calls in this program today and accuses me of using performance-enhancing drugs, I am going to sue them. I am not going to say I'm not going to dignify. I am going to sue them because I have attained, be it the performance of my mind or my body, I have attained what I have through hard work. And that's what Ray was trying to say. You don't work out with me every day. But if somebody, if you're the level of athlete that he is, and somebody accuses you of something like that, and it's blatantly not true, what do? You say, I'm going to sue you. You do what Lance Armstrong did. You look how work that worked out for him, right?
His last for 15 years.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'll say, I don't have a phone call, so it's really quick. In Ray Lewis's defense, and also too, the story also alleges that Alabama players also were involved with this SWATS, which is an alternative to steroids company, and the guy Mitch Ross, who owns a company, that Alabama players were also involved and took this before the BCS title game over against LSU back in 2012. So they're involved as well. However, there are a number of NFL players, a large number, that trust me, you'll find out coming out soon, that are using HGH. It is rampant in the NFL.
Well,
and it's coming out. Ray's not the only one.
So Alabama used the same deer
alleges antler? That well, no, not deer antler spray, but they were involved with this same Mitch Ross guy in this company, which, you know, he provides products that are alternatives to steroids.
Right.
So,
well, I
again,
think I
allegedly.
Heard something from what I heard though that the what he provided for Alabama was in a dip form, and they put it between their cheek and gum. Did you hear? Had you heard?
Oh,
that?
No, I'm not sure about that.
That was specially done for Alabama. So, 561-8255. And who do we have on the phone line, gang? I'm sorry. JC's calling this morning. JC, welcome to Talk of the Town.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, just talking about the Ray Lewis thing and the performance-enhancing drug thing. I'll let everybody in on a little bit of a secret that goes on in the sports world. Ray Lewis, first of all, these supplements and stuff, a lot of them use... as far as the deer antler spray, you can go online and order that yourself. Order it yourself and see if it does anything for you.
Well, I actually tried to go to a GNC last night in Raleigh to get it, and I was going to use it. I was going to use it on the show and to see if it helped me. But it was it was sold out, as you can imagine. I'm sure it's flying off the shelves.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah. And you know, the thing is that they. It's almost like a homeopathic type deal where, I mean, you know, I don't know how effective it is. I mean, I've been in athletics and in weightlifting and stuff for many years. I've seen it all, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of that stuff is bunk, is what we call it, bunk, instead of junk, if you get it. But I will tell you what a lot of NFL players do, and this is the truth. The team doctor will often prescribe them testosterone, and they will take testosterone, yes, testosterone, the same steroid, and that will help to increase their recovery and help to increase them, you know, to get back from injury a lot quicker. And as long as the levels don't go too high, then when they get tested for steroids, it usually won't come up. You know, a lot of people don't really understand or believe that, but it's the absolute truth. You know, I'm not here to be the Balco guy or anything, but I mean, I'm just telling you, I've got friends. I've been in that circle. I understand how it works. And, you know, these guys are going to do whatever they got to do in order to get back and play. And, I mean, this is their meal ticket. You know, what people don't get, man, is these NFL players, once the NFL is done for them, they have a real hard time coming into the real world that you and I and Trent and everybody live in.
Sure.
They end up broke, divorced. I mean, so it's like they got to hold on and do whatever they do, man. And, you know, so it's... I'm not surprised at all whatsoever.
Well, and as I said, this being Ray Lewis's last year, and you can say what you want about him, but it's pretty tough to remember anybody who plays with the passion. And of course, Lance Armstrong, we joked about it, but he's a classic example. When you're at that level and there's so much riding on it, you invest the money to become a great cheater. I mean, you learn how to mask it. Just, you know, okay, this is banned. What can I take that's close to that isn't banned, or what can I take with it that'll mask it where it won't show up in the drug test? And
that's
so there's a whole subculture over there on how to beat the test,
exactly.
And that goes from the guy trying to get a public service job when he's got to go do his business in a cup to professional athletes. But I think the thing about Lewis, what he was trying to say yesterday. Everybody in the NFL that follows the NFL closely knows about his workout regimen. I can tell you heard Trent and I talking as a University of Miami guy. One of the things Miami always promotes is, and you hear about this on the Sports Center and stuff all the time, the Miami guys go back to Miami to work out every year. They don't go and work out with their individual NFL teams. And one of the reasons is they're just the old guys are so nuts, and they say that to this day nobody can hang with Ray Lewis in a weight room. He's just a freak. And so I think he thought, I can do this, and my reputation of being, you know, so such a strong work ethic will cover this. But, you know, in all honesty, I think just judging the way he answered the questions, he probably did it.
And JC, coming up in high school, and I'm not speaking from experience. The only thing, the creatine was the big deal when I was coming up through high school. I think a lot of the players had it and wanted to use it, and I don't think it did anything at all for anybody. I did try using creatine at some point, never saw anything from that. I'm curious, being in weightlifting yourself, having played, have you taken anything to enhance your abilities and strength? And if so, if you don't mind answering the question, how quickly do you see the effects from things that really do work?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing that really, really works is the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you take in a needle and inject that is steroids, okay? All this other stuff, the creatine, you know, it puts a little bit of weight on you for a little while, and then you lose the weight. All it does is inflate your muscles a little bit, retain them with water. A lot of the stuff out there, and I mean, I see it all the time because I work with high school athletes and training them, and they'll come to me and be like, what about this? What about that? And I'm telling them all, I'm like, the best thing to eat after a workout is chocolate milk or a protein shake and eat mom's good home cooking, and you'll get big and grow because when you're young, your body's full of testosterone anyway if you're a guy. But a lot of this stuff...
Isn't some of it just... It's a reaction. Let's say that I decide I want to start building up my physique. If that's my New Year's resolution and I say, okay, I'm going to go take this thing they sold me at GNC and I'm going to start working out... Well, I started working out, so I'm probably getting results. And it's just like people who diet. You know, all of a sudden, you watch your weight, you exercise, and you take this this supplement.
Take this pill.
Yeah, and then they give the pill the credit when it was probably much more about their eating habits and their working out.
Exactly right. I mean, yeah, and I'll tell anybody like this, the old-fashioned stuff that does work, you know, eating right, and you know, you could take amino acids and stuff like that, but, you know, those things will work, but just like anything else, you'll get out of it what you put into it, and, you know, the steroid users and people like that that I've known throughout the years, you know, they don't look at themselves as cheating because it's just, I'm doing what the next guy's doing because I want to look like this, and that's that. And, you know, they would all rather trade dying at 41 years old of their heart exploding and having looked good in the casket, you know what I mean, rather than living a long life. And, you know, so it's, that's the way a lot of these guys choose it, and that's, you know, but a majority of steroid users are actually just regular people that just want to look good for the beach, you know, the Jersey Shore guys, those kind of idiots on TV.
Right.
That's what a majority of them are, believe it or not. A lot of NFL athletes and stuff, a lot of those guys are natural, just, you know, freaks, and that's why they play in the NFL. So,
sure. JC, listen, we appreciate the call this morning, your perspective.
Thanks,
now, have a good day. Thanks for listening to Talk of the Town.
Thank you.
We're going to go into our first break. When we come back, we're going to get to some hard news, talk about what was happening at the North Carolina legislature yesterday, some comments from Governor Pat McCrory that's caused a little stir over at Chapel Hill. And take your phone calls at 561-8255. That's 561-8255 on WTIB 103.7.
With the holidays over and record sales in December, we want to keep the momentum going by continuing to offer you the best deals from last year with some plus-ups for 2013. Come experience Buick. Four models, 2 years maintenance, 2 years SiriusXM radio, 2 years OnStar, and one simple payment covers it all for only 2 years. Like the all-new Verano for a low $199, LaCrosse for $279, or Enclave for $299. Now that's a happy new year from all of us at Brown & Wood Buick.
24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $2,269 down, plus tax, tags, and 49 admin fee due at signing.
Usually, you just get in, turn the key, and drive away. You've got places to go, people to see, and things to do. Lucky for you, Busy Bee, there's Bridgestone and Firestone Tires. Folks here choose Pews for Bridgestone and Firestone Tires. They've been doing it for years. If you're a pickup truck or SUV driver, then Pews knows you might be needing the Firestone Destination AT. It's a smooth-riding, all-terrain tire, ready for Main Street or the backwoods. Maybe you're the performance-driven cruiser type. Pews knows you might need the Bridgestone Insignia SE200. It's perfect with its all-season construction plus Unity technology to improve handling in wet conditions. When it's time for new Bridgestone or Firestone tires, choose Pews.
Visit one of five Pews Tire and Service Centers today for Bridgestone and Firestone tires, or online at choosepews.com for quality Bridgestone and Firestone tires and automotive service in Greenville and Washington. Round here, folks, choose Pews.
For the best selection of gas grills and gas logs, Daughtridge Patio and Hearth Shop on Charles Boulevard is the go-to dealer in Greenville. While you're at Daughtridge, take advantage of the 50% off sale on indoor-outdoor mad mats, fire lights, lanterns, Firestone planters, aromatique scented candles, decorative trays, ceramic pieces, and assorted gifts and accessories. Selected floor samples must go to make room for the new spring collections. So get to Daughtridge Patio and Hearth Shop now for super savings.
Here's a new Honda Civic for just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Throw it a goodbye party, and it's still just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Sing it happy trails, and it's still just $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still just $129. Miss this deal forever, and the Honda Civic, 44 mpg, a free lifetime warranty, and just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda.
Bob Barber Honda says, your W-2 is your credit. At Bob Barber Honda, we're famous for helping credit-bruised individuals get back on the road. No matter what your current credit condition is, the credit pros at Bob Barber Honda can help. And right now, your W-2 is your credit. Call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. And let's get to work. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard. Greenville, Bob Barber Honda. This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's balmy out there as you head outside, about 62 degrees in the Greenville area, and it's going to get warmer up to the 70s today. So you don't need a jacket today, but maybe tomorrow. And we do have some breaking news this morning for you as well. Multiple shootings reported in one town in Williamson, that's in Martin County, and dispatchers there are telling us that the police department is investigating a shooting. It happened around 6 o'clock last night. The Highway Patrol says their troopers were alerted to the search for a silver car in reference to shootings at, quote, several locations in Williamson. Now, we've been trying to get more information from Williamson police, but we have not gotten calls back yet. Of course, we're going to keep you posted on that story. One suspected burglar is awaiting trial while his brother is beginning his prison sentence. A Pitt County judge sentenced Maceo Gardner to 21 years in prison for breaking into the Greenville home of Gina Hathaway last July. Now, she's the woman who lived in the West Haven subdivision who barricaded herself in the bathroom while the intruders, the brothers, according to police, tried to break down the door. Officials say the case against Mark Gardner will likely be heard next week. Well, a man is in trouble with the law after they say he impersonated a federal law enforcement officer. Norman Shackley was arrested today by Greenville police, and police say last month Shackley was trying to get into a secured area of Ample Mini Storage on Arlington Boulevard without an access code. Now, the victim told investigators Shackley told him he was a federal law enforcement officer, displayed a gold badge, and then threatened to arrest him. Police seized Shackley's gold badge and jailed him under a $100,000 bond. And a history teacher in the East resigned after school officials say he collected money from students to go on a field trip that was never approved by the school administration. In Kinston at the high school there, Principal Angela Bryant tells WITN the incident happened last Friday after she found out the teacher was planning to take students to the presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. Now, Bryant says each student paid $300 to attend that field trip, but the trip was never approved by school administration, the teacher's name not being released, but Brian says the school is working to make sure each student gets their money back as soon as possible. I'm April Davis with your WITN News headlines.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Increasing clouds for your Wednesday. Windy, though, with a warm high of 74 degrees tonight. That wind continues. With a chance of a thunderstorm this evening, a steady rain will arrive late. A rumble of thunder possible. Lows in the upper 40s for your Wednesday night. Thursday, I'm looking too far ahead. Sun and a few clouds with gusty winds. A high around 50 degrees for your Thursday. Winds could get over 40 miles per hour for tomorrow night. Clear skies with lows dipping down back into the lower 30s. Friday, cooler, windy again, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs only in the low 40s and lows in the low 20s. Right now, 61 degrees in Greenville. And Talk of the Town brought to you this morning by that news and weather update brought to you by Homer Tire. Right now, call your Homer Tire team. They will help you find any house you want to look for on the market, guarantee some of the best deals around. And they also guarantee if you don't love your home within 12 months, they will buy it back from you. Nothing, no strings attached in that deal. You can't find anyone better than that. Call Homer Tire and the Homer Tire real estate team and check them out online at homertire.com.
Excellent. Heard a lot about Homer Tire since we've been here. So
Homer's, I tell you what, he's getting it done. He's getting it done. Endorsed by Glenn Beck. I mean, he's the real deal.
All right. And April, I got a question about that one news story. Now, the teacher that he took up $300 per student to go to the inauguration. Would you think that would be something? I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but that'd be something I kind of run by the front office before I started collecting. I mean, does he still have the money? Is it just, oops, I didn't get the forms filled out, or did he go to the inauguration without the students? I mean, what's the? Do you know any more about that? Because
I don't know if he went without the students, but I mean, he very well could have. He resigned because I don't know if he took up the money personally, but they're trying to get the money back to all the parents and students. So I guess he just really wanted to go, come along, and that was not approved.
Obviously, I wasn't there, but how out of touch is your principal? If there's, you know, all these kids bringing in $300 to go to the inauguration, you haven't heard anything about that. You haven't heard a rumbling in the hall that the kids are going, hey, we're going to D.C. to see the president be inaugurated. And I just
Well, the other thing is, I know that if you wanted to go to the inauguration, to make arrangements on places to stay, on buses, any kind of transportation for a big group had to be planned way in advance. So I'm not sure why all this got in such a debacle. But because it sounds like he did it last minute and decided, I think I'm just going to, you know, invite the class. But I'm guessing because it was maybe they think it's politically charged or something, that he thought they wouldn't approve it, but I have no idea.
I don't know. It's just a strange story.
He's resigned over it.
It's just a strange story. I just can't imagine going, you know, planning a trip like that. It's not running across town to the, you know, to the zoo or the aquarium or something. You're going to Washington, D.C. with a bunch of kids, and you don't tell the front office. It's a little strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. High schoolers. I mean, I'm sure it would have been a great experience. I mean, they were old enough to probably behave themselves on a bus trip there and back, but I don't know the full detail of why.
See, when you get to my age, you say they were old enough to get in trouble. See,
yes, that is true as well.
See, I see the glass half empty as you see it. Half full. 561-8255 is the number if you want to jump in. Incidentally, want to let you know, in the second hour, the bottom of that hour, we're going to have Bob Luddy on. Bob is a Raleigh businessman, very politically active, and he wrote an op-ed piece basically about Art Pope and what he thinks Art Pope's going to do as budget director for Governor McCrory. But also, he has a lot of insights as a businessman on possible changes to the tax code and how it might affect business. So we're going to spend a few minutes with Bob in hour number two of Talk of the Town. If you're just tuning in, have no fear. Henry Hinton will be back better than ever tomorrow morning. But I appreciate the opportunity to sit in for him for a couple mornings here and all the help the gang here at WTIB has given me to make sure that we haven't turned it into a total train wreck.
I don't think it's fear. I think people could be very upset that you're not going to be back on tomorrow.
I doubt that very seriously.
I talked to people.
Wait, the show is not over yet. Give me till 9 o'clock, and we may have protesters out front. Incidentally, I'm running back and forth to Raleigh with the legislature.
Sure.
And you know, it's kind of what I do, political consulting and some other things. And we were in an event Monday night at the place that you say you think a lot of, the Raleigh Times.
I do. I like that place.
Which is no longer a newspaper. It's a bar. And there was a little political event, and right down the street was Speaker Tillis was having an event, and there were protesters at Speaker Tillis' event, and the people at my event were very upset that they didn't have protesters. So I said, hey, I'll go down there and tell them you think they're a bunch of wimps or something if you want protesters. But, I mean, that's the world of politics, you know. If you got protesters, you're doing something right. And they were very upset that they didn't have their own protesters. But nothing like Raleigh. If you log on to newsandobservertoday.com, you'll see Speaker Tillis there. I was actually at that press conference yesterday, and was just his opening session press conference. And if you read the article, it's nothing like what actually happened at the press conference, which is typical for John Frank. Listen, I am not one of those media conspiracy guys. I think everybody's got a job to do, and I've explained this all the time for those people who think that somebody goes to college with the intention of being a reporter to push the Democrat liberal agenda. It's just ridiculous. But I mean, just human nature is the type of people that go into journalism, writers, creative people, are a little bit more left-leaning than people that go into other businesses, and it's just a natural outcome. That being said, John Frank for the News and Observer is the biggest liberal hack that, I mean, you start off, this is a press conference from the speaker to open up the session, and this is how the opening line of the article says, Republican leaders on Tuesday outline a plan to make changes in how children are educated, how people in corporations are taxed, and regulations for business are facing the prospects Facing the prospects of these fundamental changes, liberal groups are coalescing to make sure their arguments are heard. The rest of the article has nothing to do with what Tillis says. It's about what the liberal groups think about it. And, I mean, so you go to a press conference to hear what the agenda is, and you write an article about what the liberal groups are saying. And it's just mind-boggling sometimes how open it is. And then, of course, in this Internet age, when they have blogs, you know, John Frank thinks blogs mean I can put whatever I want. And some of the headlines in the blogs are just, you know, absolutely amazing. It's obvious where his leanings. But unlike the Purdue administration, you know, what they used to do is if a reporter ever wrote anything that was critical of Governor Purdue, she would hire them. And then she would kind of take them out of the mix. So by the end of her session, she had like three former News and Observer reporters on her staff, you know, and they'd start investigating illegal campaign contributions, and she'd say, you want to come over here and make $90,000 a year? And they'd say, sure, and okay, that story was, well, so
I jumped to,
you know, maybe Governor McCrory needs to do that. He needs to hire John Frank, you know, and the legislature, they can hire him, and we'll get rid of him.
There you go.
I just don't know.
Just the thought.
561-8255, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then come back and get a full sports report, not just the Ray Lewis story. from Trent McGee. You are listening to Talk of the Town. Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Cable 7.
$29.99. Do it. Sign in on lease payment. See dealer for details.
We're kicking off 2013 with a bang at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. It's Owner Appreciation Days. Are you driving a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram vehicle right now? East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep thanks you for your loyalty and is giving all Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram owners $1,000 cash if you trade now. You'll also save big when you lease a new car like the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart. You can drive the new Dodge Dart for just $149 a month. That's right, just $149 a month to lease the stylish new Dodge Dart. Lease the new 2013 Chrysler 200 for only $189 a month and the 2013 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month. Don't miss these New Year's savings on Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep.
This is Chip Davis. Don't miss our Customer Appreciation Days at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville and at ecauto.com.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, Jim McLean, had to say.
I've been with Navy Mutual for over 30 years. They have always provided the best life insurance products at the lowest cost and the best tax-deferred savings growth of any company I have ever known.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, and trust are the cornerstones in which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on WTIB and Cable 7. Little Abacab coming back there. That's Phil Collins when he was with Genesis. Phil Collins' birthday today.
How old Phil Collins? I would guess he's... I really don't know.
Somebody look it up.
Oh, I thought you had it in front of you. I'm going to guess he's...
I just know it's his birthday. I didn't look at the... I don't care how old he is.
I'm just curious. I think it's... I'm going to say...
62. Oh,
60.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tell you.
62. Yeah, 62. Am I right?
So, oh, you had looked it up? That was a... You had that little hook in your voice as if it was a guess. You did that good. You can call in on Genius Quiz on Thursday and pretend you're not looking stuff up on the internet.
It's also a fact.
Yeah. So Phil Collins, 62 years young today. Phil, as I said, was the drummer and lead singer for Genesis. A lot of those folks don't remember. Matter of fact, let's...
contribute there.
I've been dying to give something away. Out there in the hallway, there's all sorts of junk out there. I've been asking Henry if I can give away, but he actually has something good here. He had... what was it now? I got a text from Henry this morning. I said I wanted to give something away. A $25 gift card to Trips. So that's not bad.
Hey, there you go.
So I'll tell you what. The number's 561-8255. 561-8255. Like I said, I hate it with the internet. Somebody's going to look this up, but we'll see how fast you can dial. That song we just played is Genesis Abacab. Tell me what the title of that song means, and we'll give you a $25 gift card to Trips.
There you go. I like that.
And I know that.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm asking the question.
Can use that gift
card. Some of that useless trivia that we had yesterday, like zippers and buttons. And
I got a lot of feedback on that yesterday, by the way.
Radio's an amazing thing.
Isn't it?
I mean, you spend an hour and a half prepping for a show, you know, to try to reach the minds of the people out there, and then you have a conversation about some crazy woman and left-handed zippers at the dry cleaners, and the phone lines light up.
And here's the thing. Every person I talked to did not know that. I mean, you informed a lot of people of something that they did not know.
That may be my legacy.
You know?
You know, I hope it's not the first line of my obit, but what do we got? We got a caller yet? Okay. 561-8255. 561-8255. The Genesis song Abacab. What does that reference? And we've got Deward online. Deward, good morning. Welcome to Talk of the Town.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Do you know what Abacab refers to?
I think so. That's the musical notes of that song, A-B-A-C-A-B, I think.
That's right. It's the chord progression that was used in that song. That was a Genesis little thing that they used to, when they were doing that studio album, they would warm up with that, and the producer just kind of liked it and said, let's put it on the album, and they said, okay. If you listen to the words, they are absolutely nonsensical. I mean, Phil Collins is just like free association. It means nothing.
Right.
And it was almost like a joke. And when he got done with it, because the words meant nothing, they couldn't find a natural thing to come out of the title, so they called it Abacab, which was just the chord progression. Now, don't lie. Did you look it up?
No. I heard that years ago, back when that song was popular, showing my age.
Well, me too.
Well done.
We both know that
well
useless
done.
Trivia. Well, thank you. If you'll hold on, they'll get your information, and we have a $25 gift card to Trips for you. That's not bad.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 561-8255 if you want to talk a little politics, sports. Matter of fact, Trip, let's do a little bit of sports, McGee, and find out what's going on besides Ray Lewis shooting deer antler spray under his tongue. What else is going on in the world of sports?
Big basketball game tonight, Doug, inside Menzies Coliseum as ECU hosts a red-hot Memphis team as the Pirates look to avenge an earlier season loss. That's it to the Tigers. Memphis 3-0 in Conference USA. They have won 14 of their last 15 games. ECU will be without the services of Shamar Bowden, who is serving a one-game suspension, and Robert Sampson, who is also going to be out tonight with a knee injury. Tip-off from Menzies Coliseum, again, set for 7 o'clock tonight. Over in the ACC, Virginia upset number 19 NC State 58-55. Wolfpack guard Lorenzo Brown left that game midway through the first half, did not return. Totally changed State's game plan. They were a different team without him. The Wolfpack dropped to 5-3 in the ACC, 16-5 overall. Virginia now has held 7 of their ACC opponents to under 60 points, and 17 teams overall to under 60 points per game.
You know, we were talking about Carolina fans earlier. Let's talk about State fans. Last night I was in an event in Raleigh, and I was on the elevator on the way down. And there was a bunch of people wearing their little NC State pins, and they got in this conversation about, oh, State, what a great game, the Carolina thing. And I was looking at my phone, and I was going down, and I just happened to see an update on the News and Observer about the score. And I said, hey, they're struggling with Virginia a little bit. We don't care. We beat Carolina. We don't care. And I'm going, you were preseason number one in the ACC. I would say so far they've underachieved for what the preseason expectations are. Yeah, you beat Carolina. But you're struggling against Virginia, but they didn't care because they finally beat Carolina. I mean, that's just...
Look, there are a lot of NC State fans that way. There are two, the ones that I think are over that part of it, and they want to win games like that. I mean, a close win against Boston College. NC State could easily be and probably should be undefeated in the ACC right now.
Absolutely.
They play Miami on Saturday at 4 o'clock. That's a big game there. So the Wolfpack right now, number 19, most likely will drop out of the top 25 after losing to Virginia. However, Virginia's playing good basketball right now, but again, falling last night, 58-55. North Carolina knocked off Boston College, 82-70. Scary moment in that game for P.J. Harrison, who banged the back of his head on the floor after colliding with teammate Dexter Strickland. Now, he was helped up by teammates after that incident, wobbled back down at the floor. He was taken off on a stretcher. He did suffer a concussion with that fall, but was not going to be taken to the hospital. Again, North Carolina knocking off BC 82-70. And a visibly agitated Ray Lewis refused to address during Tuesday's Super Bowl 47 media day. A SI report that Lewis, while recovering from a torn tricep earlier this season, inquired about a product that includes a substance banned by by the NFL. In the article in the January 31st issue of Sports Illustrated, David Epstein and George Dorman relayed a phone call Lewis allegedly had with Mitch Ross, the owner of SWATS, which stands for Sports with Alternatives to Steroids. That conversation included discussion of deer antler velvet spray. That sounds sexy. Which contains IGF-1, a prohibited substance.
You can tell he's
in the
a country
NFL
boy. When deer antler spray sounds sexy, you can tell you're a country boy.
It's like a cologne. That's what Christopher Key compared to HGH. So again, the IGF-1 linked to that HGH. Lewis denying the report on Tuesday. In fact, here's what Lewis had to say about that Epstein report.
Him the credit to even mention his name or his antics in my speeches or my moment. I can't do it, so I won't even speak about it because I've been in this business 17 years and nobody has ever got up with me every morning and trained with me. Every test I've ever took in the NFL, there's never been a question if I've ever even thought about using anything. So to even entertain stupidity like that, tell him to go try to get his story off somebody else.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah.
Biggest Miami fan. Love Ray Lewis.
You're right. Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Guilty.
Yep.
Guilty. It's just going to be somewhere between retirement and when he goes to work at ESPN. He'll sit down with, right now, it's Jeremy Schapp and Roy Firestone, I guess, are fighting for who gets the interview to do the Oprah-type thing. And he's like, I wanted to be back so bad. And like I said, I don't want to get Jesus mad at me. But, you know, Ray will bring Jesus into this before it's over. I'm telling you right now, man.
Well, yeah, that's,
Ray and Jesus.
That's Ray's faith comes into play now with a lot of things. And that's the only problem I have with that is, and it may take being involved with a double murder situation or being linked to one to bring the Lord into your life. But ever since that time, that's what's happened to Ray Lewis, and he certainly credits the Lord for everything that's happened to him. But
you know, the other interesting thing he said, he's talking about the NFL, and he's never failed a test. Now, let's be honest here, because I'm not going to say the NFL is complicit in this. But if somebody was going to use the whole thing of steroids that came in initially, steroids were formed to help you heal quicker. And then people figured out, well, if I take them when I'm healthy, they can actually get me bigger. But that's where steroids came in, was to help the healing process. So if you were suspecting somebody in the NFL of using a banned substance, when would you test them? When they were coming off an injury and appeared to be making some kind of miracle comeback. Ray Lewis was done. There's no way he should have been playing football right now, let alone 5 weeks ago when he came back.
Yeah.
6 weeks ago, I think it is now. If you were the NFL and you were truly, you know, wanting to police your sport of this, he would have been wee-weeing in a cup
the
day he walked back on the field.
Yeah.
But do you think they want, you know, I don't want to call him the face of the NFL, but he is definitely one of the storylines of the NFL whenever he steps on the field because of his style of play, because of his antics, because of all that. If you wanted to make that's the time to test him. Do you think they've tested him?
No
way.
They want him on the field. They want those antics. They want him to play in that game, and he will play in that game. I have no problem with the guy's 37 years old. If you need deer antler spray or whatever you need to take to get back, that's fine. Take it. He's done after this. He's going to play. You know, the NFL knows how valuable of an asset Ray Lewis, the person and the player, is to that game on Sunday. It's huge for ratings. They're not going to test him now, and I don't really have an issue with it. I mean, my goodness, it's deer antler spray.
And
for crying out loud,
he may have just thought it was cologne. You know,
he may have.
In Anchorman, they had Sex Panther.
Yeah.
Work 60% of the time, all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you see what she did with her eyebrows?
I did.
Wow. I love that movie, so.
But you know, I mean, April, I was trying to cut him.
The first time we've heard about something like this. I mean, I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. If the professional agencies want to do something about it, they'll do something. If they don't, they'll let it continue.
What if we started a league? I mean, I'm not saying just let them do whatever they want, but what if you started a league that, you know, it was the NFL, except use what you want. We don't have a drug policy. I mean, you know, just have a bunch of, you know, incredible Hulks running around out there, you know, just doing what they want. I mean, I wonder how that would go over. But
well, now they're going to start flag football, I hear. So
flag football?
I'm kidding. You know, about they're changing all the rules about contact and trying to make it a safer sport.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, maybe they'll stop on the drug use in that field, you think?
Well, like I said, I just the game has changed, and I know it's very popular right now to say, oh, you can't even touch anybody, but there were not, you know, probably, if you're looking at linebackers, I think Lawrence Taylor was kind of ahead of his time as far as the speed and size put together, but if you look at the traditional linebackers of the day, the Dick Butkuses and those type, I mean, they were just mean old dudes, but Dick Butkus couldn't make the squad on most teams anymore. I mean, you got guys 6'4", 230, running a 4.5 40, you know, now, I mean, there's just the impact that these athletes out there and what they're hitting at. You got to protect, you know, a quarterback who's just standing there prone. You've got to protect a receiver going over the middle. I think it's gotten a little bit out of control, but by the same token. But these athletes are different. But listen, look at – go take a look at Michael Jordan, his rookie year at Chicago. He looked like – I mean, you'd call a high school kid underdeveloped the way Jordan went into the pros. And then in a couple years, I'm sorry, I still think there was a lot of NBA players on that time that were juicing. I mean, Jordan had a drastic body change within the first couple years he was in the NBA. So, you know, to think that all these people are lily white, they're all doing something, and, you know.
Go watch if you haven't seen it, and I've watched it 1,000 times, the 1993 movie called The Program. Remember that movie? It had James Caan. It had Halle Berry was in that. Omar Epps was in that movie. That's when the steroid thing, how they went to the bathroom, shot up with the needle, really brought it to light, and how big they got, and how angry they got after taking that movie, taking the steroids. That shows you, I think, that's a pretty good depiction of how much of an advantage you can have if you take the real stuff from that movie, certainly for football players anyway.
And part of that was filmed at Williams-Brice Stadium, University of South Carolina. Go Gamecocks.
Oh, wow. My God.
Perfect.
You opened the door. I had to say something.
I did.
Be true to your school. We got no problem with that. All right. Hour number one. I told you we'd bring back the level back down to earth here. Hour number one in the bag. Hour number two, we'll have news, sports, and, as I said, Bob Luddy coming in talking a little state government. On WTIB 103.7 and Cable 7, Talk of the Town. Stay with us.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Stay talkative, my friends.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A 6-year-old boy is now being held hostage by a gunman in southern Alabama. SWAT teams in Midland City are trying to negotiate with the man in his 60s who shot and killed a bus driver and then grabbed one of the children off that bus. ABC News Justice Department correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities have surrounded the suspect and are negotiating with him. He seems to be cooperating. The child needs medication and the suspect allowed police to provide it. The FBI has been called in to help. My sources are describing this as extremely sensitive, with authorities praying that little boy will be okay.
President Obama's approval rating is up to its highest level since his first year in office. The finding comes this morning in an ABC News Washington Post poll.
6 in 10 Americans in this survey express a favorable opinion of the president overall, and those who have an opinion of his second inaugural address approve rather than disapprove of it by 2-1.
Pollster Gary Langer. Severe weather this morning in many states, parts of the South and Midwest expecting or have already had severe storms. 20 homes were hit early this morning by a tornado in Salisbury, Indiana. Dividing lines on immigration are becoming clearer as the push begins for reform. More from ABC's Ann Compton.
Clear lines are now appearing that could complicate action on immigration reform. Republican Senator Marco Rubio insists on the need for triggers, guaranteeing tighter border security before those living illegally in the U.S. can apply for green cards. President Obama argues security is vastly improved and the government needs to get moving on visa reforms that will take years to have effect. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Boeing's problems with batteries on the 787 Dreamliner began months before the jet was grounded. The National Transportation Safety Board says it now wants Boeing to provide a full history of lithium-ion batteries that were used on the jet. This is ABC News.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late model Honda certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Could be make-or-break time for Rin, the maker of BlackBerry. ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says a new smartphone is set to be announced today.
Research in Motion is set to introduce the BlackBerry 10, its answer to the iPhone and the Galaxy. Already, Rin is saying it will make those competing smartphones look dated. Maybe, but compared to Apple and Android products, BlackBerry represents a tiny fraction of the smartphone market in this country. Analysts say the new BlackBerry, that features both touchscreen technology and a traditional keyboard, is the last best hope at a comeback.
BlackBerry was once the dominant smartphone. Now iPhones and Androids are the biggest sellers. A Senate committee is holding Congress's first hearing on gun control since last month's school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. Both the National Rifle Association and gun control supporters, including the husband of wounded former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, will have their say today. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Talk of the Town.
I just had to do radio voice just one time before I got off.
That was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
She's brutal, man.
She's tough, man. She's tough. Come on,
your,
April.
Your normal voice is... I like your normal voice.
Wow.
Very much. That's a compliment.
Okay. But I... Listen, back when I was first in radio, you know what they try to do for somebody like me when I came in and I don't have that... Henry, by the way, if you're wondering where Henry is, you're just tuning in. Henry Hinton, in the last day of a... We'll call it a sabbatical, so he'll be back in the morning. I'm Doug Raymond sitting in from here on Talk of the Town. You don't like that term?
Okay. Yeah, love it.
But when I first got into radio, I know I don't have a bad voice, but you want that big, deep voice, kind of like Henry has. And what they would do is they tell you to start smoking. And they because you smoke for about a month, and your voice would drop an octave easily. And so you go by radio stations, and you look at the back door, and it looks like a mountain of cigarette butts there. And it was because, you know, all these young guys, you know, coming out of college or broadcast school or whatever they're doing, you know, and they're, oh, your voice isn't deep enough, and they'd be out there puffing on cigarettes just, you know, like crazy. But I choose to, I, you know, just like I'm steroid-free, I was cigarette-free too, so.
Good for you.
This voice is all natural.
What about deer antler spray?
Well,
free.
I'm telling you, I if GNC had it, I was going to buy it, and I was going to see
oh,
if
right.
it had an effect this morning. And, you know, probably hour number two, I'd be, good morning, everyone. Probably hair bursting out the top of my collar on my neck and stuff.
Doug, your face is getting bigger by the second.
I'm like Sammy Sosa head all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Look like a big pumpkin head. Anyway, in studio, Trent McGee. And Trent, I know you got to leave early today, but seriously, I wanted to thank you. You've been very helpful on this. It's easy to sit here behind the mic and talk. I've never had a problem talking, but it's all the hitting the marks and knowing what the heck's going on, and you've kept the train on the tracks, and I do appreciate your help this week.
Well,
and I know Henry appreciates it more, so we didn't lose half the audience in the 3 days he was gone.
No thanks necessary. Great job filling in this week. Thank you for being here, and I know Henry's back tomorrow, but it's been a pleasure, and you're fun to work with, and I tell you what, you've given me more time with my sports updates than Henry ever has, so I certainly, am I not right, Mike?
A break of
format. Certainly appreciate you being here and welcome you back anytime.
I just can't wait to do the post-game wrap-up with Henry to find out, because, of course, you know, because you've listened to me, I've been coming on for a couple years.
Yeah, you have.
And I'm like the straight-laced political guy. Yes, Henry, the legislature is doing this. And so I've just been so dang happy to talk about something besides politics. I've probably kind of gone a little less political than I thought You know, Henry probably thinks I would. So Henry may be mad at me.
I've had a couple of people say I thought Doug Raymond was just a political person. Oh, he just talked about political, you know, politics and you know, politicians.
Translated
and what they're
boring.
Doing. No, I don't think they've never seen this side of you. So this is good. This has been good.
Now, this is a coming out party.
Yeah.
So
Doug
to speak.
Exposed.
And April, let's go there. Where have you been all
oh, goodness
week?
Gracious.
Where have you been all? Are you going to sit in? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm breaking a rule of radio. Okay. Are you going to sit in with me when McGee left so we can make some radio history?
It would be my pleasure.
Okay, good.
I'll come over there.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Keep you company.
Well, yes. Just keep your distance, though.
Why is that?
Because that deer ant. Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. It's okay. Isn't there something that's urine or something that hunters use, isn't it? That
yes, they do. They do.
Yeah, so. But I'm just, I'm a little concerned.
It's a fun fact, Trent.
What's that?
They do, yes, they do put that on themselves, apparently to blend in, just like their camo.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And April knew that, and I didn't even know that.
I guess it attracts certain animals as well.
You fall asleep out there hunting in the morning next to a tree, and you've got a deer standing over you marking a spot.
Yeah.
That's not my idea of a good one.
Or licking your face.
Issues.
All right, April, it's your time to shine. Let's get a little news update.
See, I have no warning here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold, please.
Okay. See, the rookie. We've been the whole week, and we haven't had one problem with the news people.
No one gave me any.
And you were engaged in witty banter, and now you don't have your
news. I was engaged in witty banter. No, I'm fine.
And,
I'm good.
You sure?
Yes. I'm used to my intro music and those sort of things.
Screw,
I didn't know
what do you want me to hum? You want me to hum or something before you get to the news?
You could do that. You give me a little intro. No, I'm good to go. We have headlines. We have wonderful weather today, so I'll tell you about that first. It's 63, 62 degrees, depending on where you are in the east, and it's going to get up to 70 degrees today. So we do have some breaking news this morning about a shooting in Martin County. It happened in Williamson last night around 6 o'clock. We were told by dispatchers that there was a shooting that they were investigating, and then Highway Patrol has told us that troopers were alerted to the search for a silver car in reference to shootings at, quote, several locations in Williamson. Now, we've been trying to get more information on these shootings, and of course, we'll keep you posted as we learn more today. Well, locally based Marine admits he asked a government contractor for bribes while overseeing construction projects in Iraq. Julio Arriola pleaded guilty in federal court to one felony count of demanding and seeking a bribe. Prosecutors say the 36-year-old told a construction representative that he could recommend the purchase of items from the company in return for cash. The Camp Lejeune Marine faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Well, we do have some new information about a man who died while kayaking earlier this month. 28-year-old Graham Horde of Swansboro was found dead after not coming back from kayaking on Queens Creek. That was January 13th. And today we did learn by his death certificate that he drowned and hypothermia was a contributing factor. That's according to the Jacksonville Daily News. Horde lived in Swansboro. He's a native of Rocky Mount. And a man's in trouble with the law after they say that he impersonated a federal law enforcement officer. Norman Shackley was arrested today by Greenville Police, and police say last month Shackley was trying to get into a secured area of ample mini storage on Arlington Boulevard without an access code. And the victim told investigators Shackley told him he was a federal law enforcement officer, displayed a gold badge, and then threatened to arrest him. Police seized Shackley's gold badge and jailed him under a $100,000 bond. I'm April Davis with your WITN News headlines.
That's got to stink when you run the bluff and they don't buy it. Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm going to run you up. You see what this badge means? Yeah, I see what that badge means. I can read. It says Pikeville Volunteer Police Department or something. And oops, you're going
Barney
to jail.
Fife. Yeah.
Law enforcement takes it a little serious when you impersonate them. They don't take it as a compliment the way some do when you get an impersonation.
The next time you two go through Pikeville and you get stopped for just joking on the Pikeville Police Department. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, I'm taking
don't
the chance.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm taking the chance that one cop is going to be busy when I go through there. So I'm going to be fine in Pikeville, I think.
Yeah.
How about some weather?
Yeah, decreasing clouds for today. Windy tonight with lows dipping down into the upper 40s for tonight. Tomorrow, sun and a few clouds in the with gusty winds. Highs around 50 degrees. Winds could get over 40 miles per hour for tomorrow. So put those plants, trash cans, things away that could blow away tomorrow with that gusty wind. Clear skies for tomorrow night. Lows in the low 30s. Friday, again windy with a mix of sun and clouds, but much chillier with highs in the low 40s and lows in the low 20s. That news and weather update brought to you by Suddenlink today, and they have all of the latest technology made easy at Suddenlink. You can enjoy more of the channels you love with a better guide, watch over 10,000 movies, TV shows, and events on demand, and great pay-per-view programming. And with HDTV, you get the best picture quality available and popular HD channels for free. Record what you want to watch when you want to watch it with your DVR, digital video recorder, and never miss your favorite shows again. And you can find all of that with Suddenlink. And don't forget to bundle your package to save yourself some money. Call Suddenlink locally to find out more at 252-756-5677 or visit their website online at suddenlink.com.
Big fan of the bundle. How about you?
I'm a huge fan of the bundle. Huge fan.
Bundler.
Even a bigger fan of the video on demand, as my wife and I love if we're, you know, bored on a Friday night or nothing to do, we're not doing much. You know, Suddenlink on demand, we'll watch a new release. All you do is go to, you know, channel one, you pick whatever movie you want, boom. Watch it when you want to watch. You can stop it, play it back, save it for the next day, whatever you want to do.
How long have you been married?
A year and 2 months.
And you're already going to on demand on a Friday night.
Is that a bad thing? She's listening, yeah. Doug.
That's usually about the 3 year mark, Doug, that type of thing happens.
Oh,
I'm goodness. Sorry.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Well,
honey.
Wow.
I don't buy into what Doug's saying. I think it's okay to be on demand in year, you know, year one.
Oh, I bet you are on demand. Has nothing to do with Suddenly. Let's take a break on that note. McGee, thanks for once again.
Thank
you're
going to
head out of here. We're going to put April in the co-pilot seat over here.
Oh,
the
God.
Seat of destiny.
I don't know. After that, I'm scared.
The seat of destiny. Make sure the I'm tapes ready. Are rolling on this. We're going to include this in some blackmail at the Christmas party. 561-8255. Those are the numbers if you want to chime in on the madness on 103.7 WTIB.
Hi, Steve Mosley here.
Hi, I'm Barry Knowles.
And we're the Copier Guys.
Ever since we have adopted our new vision to have CompuPro in every office, companies all over eastern North Carolina have been replacing old technology with new color systems from Savin.
Call us today and we'll replace your old black and white system with a color system for the same or less money than your current lease.
If you're listening and CompuPro isn't in your office, then stop wasting your money and call today.
I'm Steve Mosley.
And I'm Barry Knowles, and we want to put CompuPro in your office.
Call 800-682-6558 or on the web at copypro.net.
With Ann's Dumplings and Bases, good cooks become great cooks. It's easy to make chicken and dumplings with Ann's old-fashioned dumplings and chicken base, and it's always a family favorite. Pick up Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base at Walmart Supercenters, IGA, and Piggly Wiggly. Stop by the Piggly Wiggly in Aiden for Ann's Beef and Ham Base. Make your next family meal taste like homemade with Ann's old-fashioned products. Visit their website at annsdumplings.com for all Ann's products and cooking tips.
740 payments 3 months on Zoom commandments are beautiful details.
Are you behind on your bills, slow with your payments, overdrawn on your checkbook? Well, this January, it's time to start your year off right at Massey Toyota. Lenders are flying in this weekend with over $10 million in second and third chance finance money. If you bring home at least $300 a week, you could be approved for the car, truck, or van of your dreams. Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, RAV4s, 4Runners, even Hyundais and Kias, starting at $129 a month. All you need is a steady job and $300 a week. Plus, Massey Toyota will give you up to $6,000 for any old trade. But hurry, this special automotive event absolutely ends this weekend. Call 800-NEW-MASSEY. That's 800-NEW-MASSEY. If you bring home at least $300 a week, you could be approved. Massey Toyota in Kinston on Highway 70, 15 minutes from everywhere.
I'm with Michael Overton from Coldwell Banker Commercial Coastal Mark here in Eastern North Carolina. Michael, tell folks what you do.
Well, Coldwell Banker Commercial is one of the largest commercial real estate firms in the world, but we are firmly established here in Eastern North Carolina.
And so what you do is leasing and commercial sales, meaning if I've got a shopping center or a building I need leased or sold, I come to you.
That's correct. And it's not just shopping centers and buildings. We do commercial real estate of all types, including multifamily units.
In fact, you have a management division.
We do. We have Coastal Rivers Property Management with offices in Greenville, New Bern, and Washington, and currently manage commercial single-family homes and multifamily units.
Michael, your family name has been synonymous with success in business for a long time in Eastern Carolina.
It has. My dad built a large company with Overton's. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. And one of the things he taught me there was customer service. It takes 10 years to get a customer and 10 seconds to lose one, so that's definitely one of our focuses.
How do people contact you?
252-355-5220 or on the web at cbccoastalmark.com.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond. In my final foray for the living legend, Henry Hinton. And Henry will be back in the morning. And appreciate the opportunity to do this for 3 days. That's the compliment when you get handed back. When they ask you to come back. After the first day, I thought I had done enough damage, but I think our zipper talk yesterday saved us. April has moved over to the hot seat, since McGee had to go off and take care of some things, and I appreciate you taking it. Is there any extra pay involved for doing this, or is this out of the goodness of your heart? Possibly sympathy.
Why?
You've seen the direction of the show this morning.
I'm going to be grateful for the pay that I get. Yes, of course. I get a little dollar or two.
I'm saying extra for doing this little thing right here. I didn't know if it's like a SAG thing or something. When you appear on camera, you know, Henry has to give you a little something or anything like that.
Yes, I do get paid.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're getting extra. This isn't like you see somebody on the side of the road in distress and you're coming to help.
Actually, Henry didn't tell you. You have to pay me.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll give you what Henry's given me. How about that? You want to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
We can trade.
We'll work out that deal.
Yeah, of course. Yes, it was very nice. I'm very grateful that I get a little cashola for
okay. I didn't mean
gig.
To get into your personal life. I was
I
making
know.
A little
gosh,
joke. And
Doug.
Gosh, we've gotten April and I have already built a relationship. And it may not be the best one. Maybe typical of some of the relationships.
No, I'm going to come down to Beaufort now. I didn't know you had a restaurant down there. That's exciting.
I do.
That's
you want to buy
town.
It? You want to buy it?
No, I hear it's a money pit. Speaking of
I'm just about to give the pitch to sell it, and you said it was a money pit. It's a great and thriving restaurant.
Thriving and profitable.
But because of some other opportunities in my life that I want to take, I am willing to sacrifice and give somebody else the joy that I have.
But most people that run a restaurant know it's hard work. It's a passion.
Well, I don't have the passion, but I'll tell you what, it held some sentimental value to me. I was joking. You remember we were joking about the the deer antler sprain. I was saying I hope it's not my first line in my obit. I've joked for years that I hope the real first line in my obit that I overcome it. And I don't know if you remember this because it's been so long ago. That restaurant was the home of Freedom Fries that started the thing, and I was the guy who came up with the owner of the Freedom Fries idea.
So for,
I don't know, about 2 weeks, we spent every morning sitting around there doing radio interviews and television interviews. We were on Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, that's fun.
You know, all sorts of stuff. And when he decided that he wanted to get rid of it and was at the point where there's just nobody, and he was basically ready. He literally had another opportunity. The business was doing fine. He just wanted to go do something else. Mm-hmm. I just had so much attachment to the place. I said, you know what? I'll buy this. And, you know, we're in the middle of a recession. Of course, the economy's going to come up any time now. You know, and so I'll buy this, and then I'll buy low, sell high, make a little money, have some fun. And it hasn't worked out that way.
Right, and I bought a house around that time. So we're in a lot of people are in that same boat. But it's we could give a little plug. It's Woody's, right?
It's Woody's, right. Named after my beagle.
Your baby.
Yes, that's right. And but it's actually, for these times when restaurants are going out of business, the fact that we're staying in business indicates we're doing something right. But
I hate to get over here and run, but I do have to do the news at another station.
I know, and we're getting ready.
Country.
That's right. So go do that, and I appreciate it, and we appreciate you sitting in. And I'm going to relieve you of having to get in on the interview about the tax code. I think that's
the tax code. Whew, exciting.
Yeah, I know.
No, but that is actually that's a big deal. The whole tax game this year has just been so complicated. Not complicated, but so many delays.
Yeah, actually, I think today's the first day you can actually file your return because they've had to adjust to the new federal codes and everything.
Depending on what you do for a living.
That's probably what you're doing after work today, right? Running over
my taxes, absolutely. Okay. Yes, I want to be the first one in line. But depending on what you do, it's postponed. So that's a good little subject. So I'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, April. Appreciate it. You've kept the level of things here right where we were. We appreciate it. You sat in well. 561-8255 is the number if you want to chime in. As I said, a lot going on in state politics. Let's talk about Governor McCrory for a moment, if you do. He was on a national radio show yesterday. I think it was Bill Bennett's show. Y'all remember Bill Bennett? I think he was one of the first czars. He was the education czar or something for Bush. And Well, I'll tell you what I remember Bennett for. One of the great things, if any of you out there have young people and, you know, you want to raise them right and everything, Bennett wrote, well, I guess, I don't know what you would say. He didn't write it because it was a collection of other people's writings, but it was called The Book of Virtues. And what it was all those stories that many of us of a certain generation heard growing up, you know, the Aesop's fables and the stories of George Washington chopping down the cherry tree and all that. And it's a great, great little book. And I think they've actually come out with one that's even geared for younger, children as well. But that's how I know Bennett. But anyway, McCrory was on his nationally, syndicated radio show, and he got into a little topic about education. And apparently, and I don't know, I have no ties to Governor McCrory. I know him, think he's a great guy and everything, but I deal a little bit more over there in the legislative branch, and I know a couple of McCrory's people I've worked with in politics in the past, but I don't know whether it was a situation where he was trying to lay the groundwork for something that's coming, or he did something that drives those of us that are political consultants crazy, and that's went over there and kind of went off message. But he started talking about UNC Chapel Hill and some of the course offerings over there. I think some of the, you know, the liberal women's studies was one of them, I think, and some other kind of cultures things. And he was just saying in the age we live in with the economy the way it is, that he really doesn't think that those are the types of things that the tax money should be going to. And if somebody wants to go study, you know, some kind of women's studies or some of the other ones, I'm waiting for the page to come up to tell you what some of the other ones he referenced, that they could go to a private university and do that. And incidentally, he did go to a private university. And you can imagine that did not go over well. And it's been in the news today. And once again, we talked yesterday about the little piece I wrote for NC Spin about students that go to college and they don't last very long, and it costs the government a lot of money. And when I say the government a lot of money, I mean you, because you fund the government. And I think that this is just another little page of that same book that you're going to see in this. Is we've got to get to the point, if we're going to deal with the economic mess that our state is in, and I think, you know, obviously I'm partisan, I think the Republicans have done a pretty good job, but there's still a lot of work to be done on the state level. But if we're going to deal with this, we're going to have to start looking at some things. And as I was talking with somebody on the phone, I think on Monday, you're going to have to start separating wants from needs, and that you can't have a certain major, and that you can't go into the field of your choice. But when you do that, maybe it's not the best idea to have government money going for that. And Governor McCrory made mention of the fact that maybe we should start looking at the outcomes. That if a university, yes, they're graduating this many students, and incidentally, Chapel Hill, as a public university, has, I think they're number 8 in the entire nation for public universities in graduation rates at 88%. We talked about it yesterday. That's the 6-year graduation rate. So, but, you know, you compare that to Duke. I think Duke's at 91, 92, Davidson's 91, percent. But he's saying, yeah, you're graduating, but how many of them are actually getting jobs? They're getting these kind of degrees that are, you know, make you a better educated person, but what are they doing to add to the workforce? So it's just another part of that discussion. And of course, when you say things like that, get ready, because the criticism is coming. And it did. And they've got professors quoted and folks over there in the administration at UNC Chapel Hill that are not real happy. But once again, there's an old saying that I heard a minister say one time, and I've always remembered, sometimes you offend the mind and you reveal the heart. And I think he may have struck a chord with some folks over there. So we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, our guest Bob Luddy will be online with us. Going to talk a little bit about the state budget, in particular the tax system and some of the proposals that are being bantered around Raleigh, and look forward to hearing from him on Talk of the Town. Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on WTIB 103.7 and Table 7.
With the holidays over and record sales in December, we want to keep the momentum going by continuing to offer you the best deals from last year with some plus-ups for 2013. We still have 0% finance for 60 months, discounts up to $8,000 on the professional-grade Sierra truck, and great leases starting at a low $199 on Terrain and Sierra truck. If you need a little more room, try the 2013 Acadia for only $269. Now that's a happy new year from all of us at Brown & Wood GMC.
39-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, up to $19.99 down, plus tax tags and 49 admin fee due at signing, 0% on select models.
Attention Shroomies, Mellow Mushroom introduces our Sunday brunch starting at 10 a.m. Choose from three unique breakfast pizzas and enjoy our signature Bloody Mary bar beginning at noon. Football fans, join us for $1 Bud Light drafts every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday while watching all the big games at the bar or outside on the patio. And don't forget our 520 lunch specials Monday through Friday. A $5 lunch guaranteed in 20 minutes or less, or it's free. Mellow Mushroom, Charles Boulevard in front of the Greenville Mall. Mellow Love, get some.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
Relaxing never looks so good. Greenville Pool and Supply Company has the largest selection of in-ground pools in North Carolina. Vinyl, fiberglass, concrete, family-run Uniwall, and above-ground pools. Chemicals, service, and free water analysis. Visit our 5,000-square-foot showroom and our all-new concept room. Drive a little and save a lot. In-ground pools starting at $14,999. We're located on Charles Boulevard, just south of Fire Tower Road. Come see us today. Greenville Pool and Supply.
Hi, this is Meineke Mike answering your car questions.
How can I get my car to purr?
Well, for the purr, let's start with an oil change. At Meineke, they're as low as $19.95. And now our preferred and supreme oil changes come with 4 months of free roadside assistance.
No wonder people say my money, my choice, my Meineke.
Some restrictions or additional fees may apply. See dealer for complete details. Free roadside assistance available with preferred and supreme oil packages for a limited time at participating Meineke locations.
Visit Meineke today at 730 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville.
Good morning and welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton. Henry will be back tomorrow, so have no fear. We are on 103.7 and that's WTIB and, of course, Cable Channel 7. And as promised, on the phone line with us from Raleigh, Raleigh businessman, and has wrote an excellent, I guess we would term it an op-ed piece recently and wanted to talk about it, Mr. Bob Luddy. Bob, welcome to Talk of the Town. We appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Doug, glad to be with you this morning.
Give the folks a little bit of the overview. I think Henry's got it posted up on the Facebook page, by the way, if folks wanted to read it. But give the folks a little bit of an overview of the piece. Focused a lot on Art Pope, but it really had a lot to say about what your hopes are as a businessman that kind of Mr. Pope's perspective will bring to government in North Carolina and with kind of some specifics, the tax code. Is that kind of a good overview?
Yes, it is. One of the goals was to eliminate the income tax, both corporate and personal income tax. And the first thing that pops up when you start talking about eliminating taxes is the fact that you have to relook at the budget, because when people are aware of the taxes they're paying, they're going to question, why is the government building all these buildings and doing all these programs where they have no business doing it and spending, you know, massive amounts of money from our tax dollars. So we have to look at both of them together. And if we eliminated the income tax, if you look at Texas, for example, it's the second largest state, has almost 30 million people, and business has been booming there for a very long time. We can do the same thing in North Carolina, but we can't do it with the old plantation mentality that we're going to take your money and spend it on programs that we want to do. So the focus is get rid of the income tax, cut the state budget, and then the second item is to have a free market in education. We've had a monopoly in education for the last 150 years, and it's not working out so well.
You mentioned Texas. I think that I saw a story this morning that Governor Rick Perry of Texas was actually talking about. They've got a surplus right now in Texas, and that he was talking about trying to return it to the taxpayer, which is a novel idea. You know, a surplus means you overpaid your taxes. There's more money there than is needed to operate the budget, so give them back. I mean, we had that a few years ago. People don't remember this. Back when I was doing a lot more of these type of interviews, I was telling people we had a surplus in North Carolina not so many years ago, but instead of having that concept, when the Democrats were in charge, we expanded the scope of government. And now, as the Republicans have come into leadership, they've kind of been left with that mess as the revenues have gone down to reduce it. So I think Texas is a good model, and you can just look at the news today to see how successful they've been. Talk a little bit about the you mentioned Mr. Pope in your article. I mean, what do you think Art Pope brings to the table? You know, I think Governor McCrory did a real good job of keeping that appointment a secret until it happened. The press didn't get wind of it. And once it did, of course, the News and Observer jumped all over it. My buddy Chris Fitzsimons, who I do NC Spin with from time to time, I think his head almost exploded when it happened. But, you know, knowing that he's a lightning rod, obviously that had to come into consideration. But what does he bring to the table as far as a business perspective that you're hoping is going to be just what North Carolina needs?
Well, Art not only has the business perspective, but remember he was in the General Assembly in the House several times.
Sure.
And he knows the state budget better than anybody else in the state. So if you look historically since 1980, the state budget has grown three times the pace of population, inflation adjusted. So that just means the government's gotten a whole lot bigger. And it's going to be Art's job to scale that back to something more reasonable, which then affords the opportunity of reducing or eliminating many taxes that are very difficult for entrepreneurs and families to meet their budgets. And if you think about business and industry in the last 4 or 5 years since the great financial crisis, have gotten their house in order, but governments haven't. Governments have continued to expand, spend every dollar they can borrow or tax. If North Carolina adopts a lower tax or elimination of certain taxes, it will force those General Assembly. They won't have the money anymore, so now they're going to have to live within a reasonable budget. And if you look at, they had the big tobacco tax lawsuit several years ago, and what did they do? They took all the money and they put it in golden leaf so a small group of people could dole out this money.
Right.
That money should go into the General Assembly and let them decide.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of areas where we can save, and all these programs have been put together over the last particularly 10 years. They need to be dismantled.
We're talking with Bob Luddy, Raleigh businessman, who's written an excellent op-ed piece dealing with the topic of this. And, of course, tax reform has been the hot topic, and it's kind of evolved here in the last few weeks. It started off, and I have to give Senator Rucho credit for taking a bold approach at it. You know, there's always going to be people when you try to propose something that is that drastic, and I don't mean drastic as in a negative way, but it would be a radical and drastic change from the outdated tax code that we currently have. But Rucho's plans come under some criticism, and we're starting to see a lot of the key people in the General Assembly even backing off of the word tax reform, and they're talking a little bit more about a segment approach. What's your opinion, number one, on how much can be done in one legislative session, how much change can be made to a tax code that's been around since the 30s? And number two, if you do believe in a segmented approach, what's the first thing that you think needs to be tackled?
Well, the first thing you need to tackle is, according to the Cato Institute, which is a free market libertarian think tank, getting rid of the corporate income tax is the number one thing we need to do. Because if you think about it, corporations that come into North Carolina, if if they have operations in other states, they often manipulate their taxes and they don't pay a lot of corporate tax, or they get incentives from the state. But how about all the people who operate businesses here and don't receive those incentives? Mm-hmm. They're taking the brunt of that corporate tax.
Sure.
The fact of the matter is it's about $1 billion a year, which can easily be overcome with other cost savings. We could eliminate that corporate income tax, and that would give businesses, small and large, a huge incentive to expand and grow in North Carolina. And then, of course, secondly, we have a very high personal income tax, 7.75%. They had it as high as 8.25%. If that were scaled down dramatically, it gives individuals who are wealthy and entrepreneurs an incentive to stay in North Carolina and to come to North Carolina. How many times do we see entrepreneurs that are ready to sell their business in North Carolina, and somehow now they're a resident of Florida, and they don't end up paying the tax anyhow?
Exactly.
We want those productive people to stay in North Carolina, and you're not going to do that with punitive tax rates.
Agree. What about the initial? How much do you think can get done in this legislative session? I mean, will we see something, in your opinion, when they get out late May, early June, that will be radically different, or will we see kind of a little bit more of what would be called tweaking, maybe one or two steps that are the first initial steps toward a total overhaul?
I think it could be radically different, at the very least, getting rid of the corporate income tax, scaling down the personal income tax. Those certainly can be accomplished. And who knows? If they're willing to make enough cuts, we could totally eliminate the income tax. I mean, can you think of the message that would send worldwide? You can now come to North Carolina and pay no income taxes.
Sure.
And you'd see a surge of investment, and investment is what creates jobs. I don't know how many people know it, but North Carolina owes the federal government $2.5 billion for unemployment benefits that they paid.
Right.
So this idea of having high unemployment is a tremendous tax on business, which we shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. We should have a growing economy. Even in bad times, we should be able to hold our own. But because of our high tax rate, we also have a high unemployment rate. They correlate. You see many states that we call the Rust Belt that have a much lower unemployment rate than we do.
Right.
How does that make sense?
No. What's your opinion? Part of the model that's coming out in Raleigh, as I said, right now there's a lot of things being bantered about, but what's your opinion, both personally and from a business perspective, of what's commonly referred to as a consumption-based tax, where the taxes are just going to be in a form of sales tax? I know Mr. Pope came out, earlier in the week or the end of last week, and said that he had a problem with that he considered it a little bit regressive. I mean, what's your opinion of the consumption-based taxing system?
Well, sales taxes are the most reliable form of taxation, because income taxes tend to vary widely with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, they need to be broader based, which would include services. And if you think about it, most services are paid for by people that have higher income. You know, they hire people to do things, they hire attorneys, they hire consultants, etc. So it would not have an adverse or regressive impact if it was done correctly, but it would broaden the revenue base, and you only pay the tax if you use the service. Another thing that it does, if people are aware of the tax they're paying, and they're certainly very aware of sales tax,
right,
they're going to be less likely to support any new government programs that don't make any sense. It's a very visible tax rather than hidden taxes, which we have many of in the state.
Well, it kind of goes back to that old theory that I didn't come up with it. I've heard it many times from many people, that if you wanted real wholesale tax reform as a nation, instead of having the average person that has a paycheck and that federal tax comes out every month, have them write the check every year on April 15th. Just write the total tax burden check, and you'd see tax reform, a revolt almost instantly, when they really had to realize. And how many people right now, this morning's the first day, a matter of fact, that they can file their federal tax reforms because there's been a delay because of the changes in the system. But how many people right now are running over to the local tax prepare and thinking, oh, I'm getting a refund on my federal taxes, or I'm getting a refund on my state taxes, and they're wanting that refund, when actually all it is an overpayment of their taxes. The government has used their money
tax-free for a year, and they're real thrilled because they, you know, they're going to get it back in a few weeks. If people understood the amount that was actually coming out, I guess what you're saying is there'd be a little change in perspective.
Yeah, and they see it maybe multiple times every single day. There's an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today called The State Tax Reformers. You have numerous states around the country who are going to reduce their income and other taxes. And what's that tell you? Life's going to be more competitive in the future. We better get with the program, or we're going to have even higher unemployment in the future.
Bob,
as
we finish up, give me an idea. Obviously, we wish there was a magic wand that this could all get done, those of us from a conservative perspective. What do you foresee as the main obstacle in this legislative session to getting some of these things done?
Well, we have to convince the General Assembly that this is good for North Carolina, and there's a tendency to want to default to the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be able to overcome the inertia. And the more information they have, the more I think they'll realize that we need to be more competitive and reduce taxes. But we also need to have a free market in education, because in the future, employers will go for the best environment, but that also includes very well-educated people, more technicians, more people engaged in science and technology. There's severe shortages around the country of those skills.
Right. Great. Well, Bob, once again, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And folks can just Google Bob Luddy, and the article's available out there. And as I said, it's also up, I believe Henry's got it up on the Facebook page here. Thanks again for being with you, and we hope to see you again real soon.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, we're going to take a break here. 561-8255 if you want to chime in on that topic or anything else on your mind as we head to the top of the hour. On Talk of the Town, Doug Raymond sitting in for Henry Hinton on 103.7 and Cable 7. It's WTIB.
Here's a new Honda Civic for just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Throw it a goodbye party, and it's still just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda. Sing it happy trails, and it's still just $129 a month. Give it a free lifetime warranty, and it's still just $129. Miss this deal forever, and the Honda Civic, 44 MPG, a free lifetime warranty, and just $129 a month at Bob Barber Honda.
Bob Barber Honda says your W-2 is your credit. At Bob Barber Honda, we're famous for helping credit-bruised individuals get back on the road. No matter what your current credit condition is, the credit pros at Bob Barber Honda can help. And right now, your W-2 is your credit. Call us at 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. That's 1-800-NEXT-HONDA. And let's get to work. We're Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard. Greenville, Bob Barber Honda.
Come in.
Mr. Johnson, I need tomorrow off so I can take my cat to the vet.
Seriously? Okay, Susan, who's going to finish the Murphy report then?
I have no idea. And can you please tell Richard he has to turn his music down? We all agreed he has to keep the volume at 3. Well, I peeked in his cubicle when he wasn't looking, and it was on 4.5.
I'll have a talk with him.
Oh, and I almost forgot. A pipe burst in the warehouse and got a bunch of stuff wet.
Running a business is not easy, but East Carolina Bank is here to help with My Interest Business Checking. It comes with things like free online banking and bill pay, unlimited monthly transactions, free e-statements, plus you earn interest no matter what your balance is. It's welcome relief for anyone running a business. My Interest Business Checking from East Carolina Bank. Stop by an office or click myacb.com to learn more. East Carolina Bank, creating success together. Member FDIC.
Usually, you just get in, turn the key, and drive away. You've got places to go, people to see, and things to do. Lucky for you, Busy Bee, there's Bridgestone and Firestone Tires. Folks here choose Pews for Bridgestone and Firestone Tires. They've been doing it for years. If you're a pickup truck or SUV driver, then Pews knows you might be needing the Firestone Destination AT. It's a smooth-riding, all-terrain tire, ready for Main Street or the backwoods. Maybe you're the performance-driven cruiser type. Pews knows you
you might need the Bridgestone Insignia SE200. It's perfect with its all-season construction plus Unity technology to improve handling in wet conditions. When it's time for new Bridgestone or Firestone tires, choose Pews.
Visit one of five Pews Tire and Service Centers today for Bridgestone and Firestone tires, or online at choosepews.com for quality Bridgestone and Firestone tires and automotive service in Greenville and Washington. Around here, folks choose Pews.
Back to Talk of the Town. I'm Doug Raymond, sitting in for Henry Hinton. Our final segment of this little guest hosting, I guess you would call it. I do appreciate Henry letting me sit in. And barring something catastrophic, Henry will be back with you tomorrow. And as I said, I appreciate it. Phone lines are open if you want to get anything in here before the top of the hour, 561-8255. That's 561-8255. That number you can call and get a hold of us. And just kind of going over, want to get the weather out there too. Today, decreasing cloudiness and windy, warm, high 74. You just can't figure out how to dress this time of year. Wind south at 25 to 35 miles an hour. So it's going to be windy out there. And then tonight, that wind continues with an isolated thunderstorm this evening. Steadier rain late with a little lightning and thunder possible, a low of 49. Those winds continue to blow through the night at 25 to 35%. And here in the Greenville area, your chance of rain is going to be about 80%. And then Thursday, sun and a few clouds, gusty winds, high around 50. So it's dropping back down to more late January, early February type weather. Wind still gusty at 20 to 30 miles an hour, occasionally going over to 40. And then on Thursday night, a low back around freezing, and those winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We mentioned earlier about Governor Poirier. Bob Luddy is one of those folks that who we just had on. Is one of those folks from the business sector, has been very involved in politics in the state, and is really looking for the governor to take a much more business-like approach. And you know, no matter what your politics are, whether it's conservative, liberal, moderate, there are just certain things that you have to respect in people. And whether you agree with McCrory or not, the fact that he's willing to kind of take on some of the sacred cows. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't think, if I had to give my opinion, I think the comments that he made yesterday on that Bill Bennett show, and literally this is something I'm going to be heading back to Raleigh after I get done with the show today. I'm going to check around with some people and see what they know, but I don't know if that was an off-the-cuff statement or that was, as I said, something that was a little bit more orchestrated as a first step toward a definitive policy that the governor's hoping that they can get through. But, when you're in that position, you got to remember that everything you say, you're the governor now. Everything you say is going to be listened to by somebody, and it's going to be critiqued. And when you start talking about education in general, but you start taking on Chapel Hill, and it has nothing to do with basketball and whether, you bleed Carolina blue. But you can't argue that of public universities, the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill is one of the leading universities in this country. And they have admission standards that rival many private institutions in the nation. It's a tough school to get into. They have high academic standards. But I think what Governor McCrory was saying is there's some courses over there and even some degrees over there that he has to have a little question with right now, as far as why do we have people going into these tracks? And if you want to go to college and you want to major in women's studies, if you want to major in, I have a friend, I hope he's not listening to it on the internet and going to get mad if I bring this up, but I tease him all the time. This is one of the best businessmen I know, and he has a degree. Honestly, it's a degree in Russian literature. And when I asked him, I said, what in the heck was degree in Russian literature for? He's like, well, it was the easiest path. He looked at who the cool professors were, where he wanted to do. It was from a very distinguished university that they wouldn't let me on campus, let alone go to school there. And he said, hey, it's the easiest path. It's what I did. I got my degree. I got the diploma to hang on the wall. Nobody looks real close and sees what it is in, and I went into business. But
it was a private university, and it was his money. And if he wants to do that, that's fine. But when you're talking public universities that has a lot of public funding, and we talked yesterday about the massive amount of grants and financial aid that is going to people to go to college, I think what the governor was saying is, why aren't we looking at things that are a little bit more people going into the workforce and things that are going to directly affect the economy and even maybe link some of the funding with some of our universities, not just in graduation rates, but in how many of those folks are going out and getting jobs. Now, obviously, in this economy, that's a little bit harder because I know folks that are have children that are coming out of college with stellar grades, just great kids, and they're coming out with business degrees, and they can't get an interview, let alone get a job. And I can tell you right now, that's one thing that is going on at the General Assembly. You see, in particular, young men. There are all these young men, 22, 23, walking around the General Assembly the last few days. I've seen them. They've all got their best suit on, and they're walking around with a little notebook or maybe even a kind of a satchel briefcase, I think. And what's in it is resumes, and they're looking for any kind of job. Can I be a legislative assistant? Can I work in, you know, the fiscal research office? I know some of them that are, there's a young man I met. I'm not going to go into details because it would almost give away who he is, but you want to talk about an impressive resume. Was the editor of the school newspaper at a very distinguished institution and all that. He can't find a job, and he's going to intern. I think interns are making like $8 an hour or something like that. He's going to intern part-time just to get his foot in the door. So we understand the economy that a college degree no longer guarantees a job. But I think what Governor McCrory is saying is, yeah, but, you know, some of these college degrees, you'd have trouble finding a job in the best of circumstances. And hey, if mommy and daddy want to pay the money for you to go and become a Russian studies major or a women's studies or African-American studies or whatever it is, and you're doing it to broaden your horizons and be a better educated adult, that's fine. Mom and dad can pay for that. But we're just not sure that that's the best use of government money. And if we have a university that tends to be trending in that direction, that it seems like they have a lot of those course offerings, maybe some of the funding could possibly pull back. But once again, it's open for debate, but you have to respect Governor McCrory for having the guts enough to go out there and say it, because you know. We talked about it yesterday with a little discussion about, you know, there's too many people in college, in my opinion, and I wrote a little piece on that there's too many people that are being admitted to colleges right now that have no business being in college. Well, we're in a talk radio format. It's supposed to engage discussion. You can be very opinionative. But, you know, I'm not going over to the next ECU Board of Trustees meeting or going to Chapel Hill to a meeting of the administrators at UNC Chapel Hill. I'm not going over there and saying that without a helmet on, because stuff's going to come flying at me. And it's very hard for somebody in the position of Governor Pat McCrory, where every word that you say is analyzed, to take strong statements that without the feedback that you're seeing in the headlines today. But until we get some dialogue about making some real changes, because I hate to break the news to you folks, when I taught government and economics, I talked about the business cycle and recessions are just part of it, and they come up. I'm not an economist by trade, but I think I can safely say we're in a double-dip recession right now. I think Great Britain right now is reporting that they are in a triple-dip recession in Great Britain. We are nowhere close to coming out of this recession. That doesn't mean it's going to get worse. That doesn't mean that, you know, those of us that are in private business are going to be on the streets soon. I'm not trying to make it worse than it is. But the thing that, oh, this was a short little bump and we're going to get back to the days where you could just throw your money at any stock on the stock market and it's going to make you a lot of money, those days are long gone. And I think the recovery is going to be much slower. So just holding on until the glory days are back, it's not an option. Government is going to have to find ways to save money and look at what we're spending. And we've made that point all week that I've been here. All this talk about tax reform, I hope that the Republicans in Raleigh will take a page from what many folks are screaming out to their congressmen and senators in Washington during the fiscal cliff debacle, that listen, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And although I think the government, led by the Republicans in the last 2 years, have done a much better job when it comes to spending than the Democrats when they were in charge, trust me, we can find things where there is waste and redundancy in the state government. And so it just shouldn't be a discussion about raising additional revenues. There should be serious discussions about finding and eliminating waste. And I'm not talking about temporary cuts. These are some, the way we got into this mess was 7-8 years ago when North Carolina had a surplus. The thing was, hey, we got extra money. Let's start this program. And they were things that, you know, I would consider wants and not needs. Hey, it's tough times right now, and it's time to start getting rid of some of the wants and getting back to just the needs. And the other thing that you're going to find, if these are across-the-board wants that are very, very popular, private sector will step up. If there is a need for a certain cultural center or something like that that gets cut out of the funding in state government, if it is truly something that the people want, they'll ante up out of their personal pockets, and that's the way it should be. So there's the final diatribe in the Doug Raymond talk of the town era for 2013. Once again, want to thank Henry for allowing me to be on. I know he's already said he wants to have me back from time to time. Mentioned to you this week, I had a little article on NC Spin. I will be on NC Spin not this coming weekend, but next weekend. I'll be on there, and then I'm on there about once a month. And Henry and I are trying to position ourselves to get Tom Campbell. Henry, of course, guest host for Tom Campbell when Tom goes on vacation or has a schedule conflict. And we're trying to get Henry and I on together. We think that may be the official end of NC Spin if it were to happen, but we want to give it a try. And so maybe that'll happen in the near future. But I have enjoyed being with you for the last 3 days. I do appreciate Henry's been forwarding me the emails, and some of y'all, through the magic of the internet, it's incredible. You Google me and you find my email, and some of y'all have even been sending me emails, and I do appreciate that. And your kind words. I know I'm not Henry. I never could be Henry. And I hope you all appreciate this. This isn't a, you know, if I was sucking up to Henry, I would have done it a long time ago. This is for folks. We're in a media market. This isn't New York. This isn't even Raleigh. This is a smaller media market. But you got a big-time talent here in Henry Hinton. He could work anywhere he wanted to, and he chooses to stay in the town he loves. And I hope you appreciate having this kind of form and that kind of talent. Once again, I'm Doug Raymond. And Henry will be back with you tomorrow on Talk of the Town on WTIB 103.7 and Cable 7. Have a great day.
103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News.